crawlspace damp or musty. Water in your crawlspace can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawlspace repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawlspace is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
You're listening to Facts on Sports with Faxon and John. Now let's get back to the show.
Hour number 2 of the program continues live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson. And we remind you folks that for all of your game day needs, continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. You can order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure they're a part of your game day tradition. So go online, ilovechickfil-a.com, or get in through the Chick-fil-A app. 654-ROAR is the number if you would like to join the program. Phone lines and Adams & Co. roofing text line remain open. And John, we're going to continue in our pick 'em contest here with a couple big games on the horizon. We're not aligned on a lot this week, but this is one where we are aligned, as is the majority of the contest. 9-3 between the 12 people in the contest. 9 to Oklahoma, 3 to Auburn. Sooners, a 6.5-point favorite at home. And for me, just with the key number prevalent of 6.5, I think Oklahoma is a touchdown or more better than Auburn, and especially with that environment, with the fact that it's going to be a big-time matchup, and I'm not backing Hugh Freeze in Auburn.
Smart move not to back Hugh Freeze in a big spot here where everyone's going to be watching and paying attention. You know, one of the things that I think you'd agree with me, that Auburn has a very talented wide receiver core.
Yeah.
Right? It's why Austin has them winning the SEC. But one of the things that with this offense and with Jackson Arnold there, they've been playing everything very underneath, very short, very shallow. They're not letting Cam Coleman and some of these guys with speed, the Georgia Tech transfer, I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Singleton,
thank you. One of the fastest players in the country. But they're keeping everything short and close to the line of scrimmage and within 5 to 10 yards, so Jackson Arnold doesn't have to stretch things vertically a ton.
Yeah.
Okay. You have Brent Venables with a defense that he very much trusts at home against his former quarterback?
Yeah, I'm backing Brent Venables.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The only way I was going to back Auburn here is if for some reason Vegas made this a 21-point spread.
Yeah.
I think this is very similar to the spot with Michigan a couple weeks ago with Oklahoma. you have a you're at home and Brent Venables is going to be able to cook up a whole bunch of weird exotic stuff that is going to confuse the mess out of your quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't even think Oklahoma from an offensive standpoint has to be incredibly electric and explosive. Like, I think they could go in here, move the chains, keep Jackson Arnold and company off the field. 28 can easily win them this game.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And, you know, for me, also another element of this is lines of scrimmage, right? I think I trust the lines of scrimmage play to hold up a lot more for a team like Oklahoma, who's got some guys on the D-line that can really pin their ears back and get after the quarterback. And then Jackson Arnold, like, listen, it's been an impressive start to the season. I don't want to discredit anything that he's been able to accomplish. I think we all know that he's a talented player by the high school, you know, recruiting rankings. And we did see some good things at Oklahoma with a really bad supporting cast. We've seen some good things at Auburn, you know, especially in relation to being on the ground and running the football. But I think Oklahoma has the head coach advantage. I think Oklahoma has the quarterback advantage. I think Oklahoma has the talent advantage from top to bottom. And then I think the best unit in this game is the Oklahoma defense. So I feel confident back in OU in this spot.
Yeah, Todd Bates and Miguel Chavis have them a front right now out there in Norman, Oklahoma. I think they are going to give a lot of problems to this Auburn front. And I think this is just a bad spot for Jackson Arnold because I don't trust Hugh Freeze enough as a play caller and head coach. Well, I don't know who's calling plays, depending on what down we're talking about. But I don't trust them to really understand the moment enough to try to protect Jackson Arnold here. I think they're going to go try out and say Jackson Arnold go win the game for us, and I think that's a bad mentality to have in a spot like this where Brent Venables knows all the weaknesses of Jackson Arnold because he had to spend the last year or so coaching around those weaknesses. Now he can go and attack them and exploit them. If this was down in Auburn, I would think maybe Auburn would have a chance because Arnold could have the crowd at his back. But as we just saw with Duke going down to Tulane, these student bodies and these fan bases are not going easy on a former quarterback coming back into a place they used to play. They're not going to be easy on Jackson Arnold because a lot of people believe he was the main reason why they weren't successful last year. They're going to be horrible to him, and I mean that in the most respectful way possible.
Yeah.
Give me Oklahoma here. Big bit. Texter asked earlier, what was the most confident pick that I have? This was it.
Yeah.
I just think in this spot, and like Auburn has impressed me. They have been better than I thought they were going to be. I still think that this could be an 8-4 team, and Hugh Freeze can keep his employment and work on his golf game. Yeah, exactly. Like he doesn't have to uproot the family again and all that type of stuff. I think it'll all be fine. But in this spot particularly, on the road, where I think the moment's just going to be too big for Jackson Arnold, and Brent Venables is going to capitalize on that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Do we have somebody on the phone lines waiting to check
in? Yes, we do. We have Tim in North Carolina. Tim, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I was just thinking about what y'all were talking about, Brent Venables. Well, why did we let him get gone from Clemson?
Because he wanted to be a head coach instead of a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, it was a quadrupling of his salary to take a Power 4 head coaching job.
One of the most historic programs in the sport.
And he also had history at Oklahoma as well.
Well, look what we got now.
We have Tom Allen, one of the best defensive coordinators in the country.
Close to him?
We do have someone close to him. We have someone who's about as close as there is to Brent Venables in the business from a demeanor and game plan standpoint.
Just not the athletes, right?
I mean, I think it's fair to say that.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I think it's fair to say that the talent level is not where it was, but I don't think the talent level again was where it was for anybody in 2015 through 2020 because there's more parity now and you don't have as much depth, and we've beat a lot of those talking points into the bush, but it's. For me, it's pretty point blank that there will never be teams as good as there were in the previous era of college football, in the current era of college football, for those reasons. So I think Clemson has just as much talent as they're going to be able to get on defense. You've got first-round draft picks littered around the defense. You just hired the defensive coordinator that went to the semifinals and coached a top-five defense in the country. So it just is what it is.
Hey, Tim, thanks for the phone call, bud. ClemsonTigers.com, if you're curious as to who's on the coaching staff, I would do some more research before you call in next time.
Yeah.
And if you're going to troll, do a better job than that.
Yeah.
Like 2 out of 10. Like, that wasn't even good. If you're going to troll us, at least give us something good.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Why did Brent Venables leave for Oklahoma? Really?
If somebody,
that's the best you've got?
If somebody offered to 5X your salary and give you a
to
massive
promotion.
To
be the
promotion.
Head coach at one of the premier programs of the sport?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's a no-brainer.
Try better next time.
Next game,
gracious.
Next game on our contest is a team that I don't like, but I'm backing this week. And I guess I'm in the minority here. 7-5. Michigan's at Nebraska. I picked Michigan. I don't like it. I'm not happy about it. And, you know, I was high on Nebraska in the preseason, and I said I thought they're going to get to 8 wins. I still do think they can get to 8 wins because the schedule is not very daunting, especially, you know, in the middle of it, right? After the Michigan game, they get to hit the reset button, and they get a bye. Michigan State at Maryland, at Minnesota, Northwestern. I feel like there's a really, really good opportunity to stack a ton of wins in that stretch. But Michigan's got really good play on the lines of scrimmage, and Michigan's got a really talented quarterback that I tend to believe in. I like Michigan in this spot.
Matt in the Big Brown Truck gets in with the question of the day. Why did Trevor Lawrence leave for the NFL? 654 Roar, if you have thoughts.
Yeah.
To me, this game was actually fairly easy for me. I went with Nebraska here, not so much that I like backing Nebraska, as in, do you remember a year ago, all the stuff that we were saying about Bryce Underwood, right now we were saying about Dylan Raiola?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
For several years when Dylan Raiola was committed to the Georgia Bulldogs, I had Georgia fans tell me every single day, Stetson Bennett is good, Beck's going to be great, and then when Raiola gets here, he's going to be elite. So you mean to tell me all those Georgia fans are wrong?
Probably.
Oh, no, they're not wrong, Faxon. They're darn good dogs. They know ball. I think Raiola in year two, I think this moment, again, it's kind of like the spot a couple weeks ago for Michigan. I don't like all these road spots early. You don't have Sherrone Moore here. This is part is finishing his suspension. I hate the receivers for Michigan. I don't think they can create separation and they can make plays on the outside. I like Underwood long term. Very much so. I love the running attack that Michigan has. But if Nebraska can find some success offensively, I worry about Michigan being able to counter, especially through the air.
Yeah.
And so I went Nebraska at home. I think this is the type of game where, from a talent level standpoint, I don't think it's – I think Michigan is better along the lines of scrimmage, but I don't think that it's a massive gap between these two teams. And I think Matt Rhule is searching for a big-time statement win.
He needs it badly.
And is Michigan in 2025 a big-time statement win? I don't know yet. I don't think we really know yet what this Michigan team is. If they lose this game, they're 2-2, they're 500. We don't really know. But the brand of Michigan would be big for Matt Rhule and Nebraska to get that win. I went with Dylan Raiola and company at home to take care of business.
So
also, home underdog.
I've got a couple statistics as to what my logic in picking Michigan in this game is. I don't necessarily believe that the right side, quote-unquote, is Michigan. Matt Rhule is 2-24 in 26 games in his career against ranked opponents. 2-24. And I know that Michigan, obviously, you know, at this current juncture, is 21st in the country. So it's not like they're walking into Omaha or Lincoln, rather, as some world-beating team. But that track record in these big-time moments for Rhule at the college level kind of scares me off of Nebraska. I also really think that they're going to be able to put Raiola in a blender. Like, Wink Martindale lives for moments like this, playing against young quarterbacks that have a ton of hype. I think this is going to be an ugly rock fight of a football game. And I don't, like, this is going to look similar to what Iowa-Rutgers is going to look like on the television tonight. I think this is 17-14 Michigan. I genuinely don't know if either team gets to 20 in this game, and I think this is going to be one where both defenses are stepping up and showing their teeth, and this lack of skill position talent for both clubs is really going to hinder their ability to move the ball consistently. And John, kind of your evaluation where you don't know how much talent Underwood has around him, I kind of share that same belief about the supporting cast for Dylan Raiola. Like,
that's fair.
I question totally the fair. Quality of players, so I view this as a coin flip, to be candid. I'm going to back Michigan, and I'm going to back the more talented quarterback, in my opinion, which is Underwood. And I also think maybe there's a little bit of an inspired playing for our coach that's suspended narrative that gives them an extra pep in their step.
How many times can they play that card?
As long as they continue to cheat and get their coaches suspended.
I mean, goodness gracious, how many times do we have to play coaches in here, let's rally behind him as he's watching on TV? My goodness.
I'm excited to watch Michigan play, though. I think Underwood's supremely talented. I just think he's got a pretty crap supporting cast this year. But luckily for him, Portnoy's going to write a check next year, and they're probably going to have a couple of the best wide receivers in the country on the outside.
You mean the panelist of Fox Big Noon Kickoff?
Yeah, exactly. So I'll take Michigan. You'll take Nebraska. I think it's a coin flip rock fight. and let's move on and shift gears.
It will not be aesthetically pleasing.
It will not, no. But the Atlantic Coast Conference has an absolute banger of a matchup.
Speaking of aesthetically pleasing.
I actually think this one has a chance to be the complete opposite of Michigan and Nebraska. That's a rock fight. Like, I think this is going to be a shootout to the max between NC State and Duke. Duke's a 2.5-point favorite, even though they're 1-2. NC State's going on the road. So here's the thing with Duke, okay? Obviously, I was pretty high on this team in the preseason, and I haven't really changed my evaluation of what I've seen. A couple things on Duke, though. The defense isn't playing at the level that I would have hoped. I think a part of that is the inability to run the ball and the fact that they're gassed and having to stay on the field. And that's my biggest concern to date with this Duke team. I think that the defense can turn up and start playing at the level that they did last year, which made Manny Diaz so successful as they won 9 games in year 1 in Durham. They are -6 in the turnover margin at this point in the season. They were -5 in the Illinois game. They actually outgained Illinois in a game they lost by 24 points. They just turned the ball over 5 times. So for me, you know, this is as simple as if Duke doesn't turn the ball over, Duke's probably going to win the football game. But you have to find a way to play cleaner football, and you have to find a way to hold on to the football for a little longer and start sustaining some drives more consistently.
You know, I have talked a good bit about lately, I'm have no problem putting my hand up when I was wrong. I've been wrong about this NC State team.
They've been pretty good.
They're pretty good, and they fight. You're talking about the Duke defense struggling right now. I agree with you on that. I'm a little surprised that Manny Diaz's defense isn't more buttoned up and dialed in. I've also been very impressed by Hollywood Smothers. That's a man in the preseason that I said wouldn't make a huge impact on this team, and I was wrong. I think he gives Bailey exactly what he needs out of the backfield. I think NC State is a more confident football team.
I do, too.
I think NC State is buying more of what their coach is selling. I think NC State is completely dialed in as to who they are and their identity of this team. I like State going on the road, not only covering the number. I think State maybe. Sorry, Travis. I think State may win out right here.
I'm going to take Duke, and I've got a couple numbers to accompany it, and I've got an angle that I want to play before we take a quick break.
All right.
I do see the path to victory for NC State here. I think it would be ignorant to say that only a 2.5-point dog doesn't have a fighting chance in this game, especially when there's going to be emotions. This is the key stat for me. Duke's defense is averaging 9 tackles for loss per game, which is the 9th most in the country. NC State's offense is allowing 8.3 tackles for loss per game, which is the 7th most in the country. I think Duke has a massive advantage on the lines of scrimmage in this one, and they're going to be able to get NC State behind the sticks. Now, the problem with that logic is you can set up 3rd and 10. It doesn't matter if you're giving up 17 yards on 3rd and 10, right? And that's what's happening because the defense has been gassed, because it all wraps back to the offense's inability to sustain drives. People want to clown on Duke for paying however many million dollars to Mensah. Mensah's the best freaking player in this league right now, in my opinion. I think he's playing that high quality of football for the Blue Devils. He is the entirety of the team. Their RB1 has 23 carries for 122 yards on the season. On the season. They cannot run the ball, and that's something that I just did not foresee coming with my evaluation of this football team in the preseason. I thought the combination of Jacquez Moore, Nate Shepard, Anderson Castle, and Peyton Jones was going to be able to be a productive enough group to just give Mensah a little bit of a breather, but instead he's having to be tasked with carrying this entire football team on his back. I'm going to take Duke in this spot, and I've got the data to accompany it with the tackles for loss stuff. I think they're going to be able to get NC State behind the chains, but point blank, you can't afford to continue to lose the turnover margin and anticipate to win games against this quality of competition at the Power Four. You're not good enough to do that. You just aren't. Duke's got to be able to control games and play games on their terms, down in distance management, letting Mensah run the show offensively, spreading the ball out to all those receivers that have performed admirably thus far this season. And then defensively, you need to keep doing what you're doing because you haven't been terrible, or at least as terrible as the numbers would indicate, but complementary football is at a premium for Duke. If you can just keep that defense off the field, the stats are checking out, especially on early downs. The issue is they're so winded because they have to stay on the field for 35, 40 minutes in a game, and that's just the biggest key for me. Whoever runs the ball better probably has a good chance to win this one. Logic would point towards NC State. I'm going to bank on the fact that the Duke D-line can be disruptive and Mensah can get them over the finish line. So give me the Blue Devils, and hopefully they can hit the reset button to start conference play and kind of turn their season around after a 1-2 start, because, John, I'm more concerned now than ever about that Cuse-Cal turn that you talked about in the preseason that could be difficult from a travel perspective for the Blue Devils. Quick break here on the program. On the other side, we'll continue with our Pick'em contest. I'll talk a little Illinois-Indiana, Arizona State-Baylor, and Florida-Miami right after this.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Jimmy John's just changed the game. Introducing the Chicken Bacon Ranch, now toasted. Picture this: juicy chicken, crispy bacon, and melty cheese, all drizzled in our rich homestyle ranch, sandwiched between perfectly toasted fresh baked bread. Crunchy, creamy, absolutely irresistible. One bite and you'll taste the difference. Warm, melty perfection that takes flavor to the next level. The Chicken Bacon Ranch, now hot, toasty, and calling your name. Get yours today, only at Jimmy John's.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar. Where every day is game day.
We welcome you back into the program here on The Roar on a Friday, live from Chick-fil-A in Clemson. Continuing with Facts on Sports, running through our Pick'em contest, giving analysis for all the games on the horizon this upcoming weekend. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in with us. Phone lines and Adams Co. Roofing text line remain open. All right, John, are we halfway there?
Yeah, halfway home.
Halfway home on the Pick'em. Illinois, Indiana, to be honest, you were asking confident picks of the week. I think this is my most confident pick of the week in Indiana minus 4.5.
Why?
I love the demeanor that Kurt Cignetti approached his weekly radio show with.
Okay.
And I know that is probably the worst rationale you can give for picking a football team.
That's not bad rationale. We're in radio. That's a very good rationale.
I will say this, though. I really like Indiana's roster this year once again, and I think Cignetti has just established this identity of a winner. I think Illinois screams 9-3, and I think this is one of the three. I think they're a really good football team that needs an extra infusion of talent to get to that next level, which would be a true college football playoff type of contender. And then as of right now, I think Fernando Mendoza might be the best quarterback in the country at Indiana. I know they haven't played anybody with a warm body yet, right? But at the end of the day, this is a guy that's going to shoot up NFL draft boards because of his physical traits. That's the way that the quarterback system kind of works when it comes to, you know, the way that we progress through the NFL draft and evaluations.
Sure.
And I do think there's legitimacy to Mendoza, even though I've said time and time again, I don't think that any of these quarterbacks in this class are good.
Well, I think the thing that's helping him climb up the draft boards is all the guys we thought coming into this year were going to be good quarterbacks haven't been very good quarterbacks across the country.
Great point.
What do you give home field advantage in Indiana? Like, how many points would you factor that in?
I would say probably anywhere between 4 to 5 points because...
Really?
I think that Indiana has an underrated football environment with this infusion of success.
So then what you're telling me is you believe Illinois is a half point better on a neutral site.
I think neutral site, these are pretty even football teams with the homes. Like, if this was in Champaign, I would be probably taking the Fighting Illini, even if the line were similar. Since it's at Indiana and Illinois having to go on the road, and I know they already went on the road to Duke and won, but I think this is going to be a hostile environment. And I also think, like, Mike Shanahan calling plays is probably the most underrated play caller in the country. They run this little RPO spread system where they're able to use this pace and space. Elijah Surratt, the transfer wide receiver that we got familiar with at James Madison, he's been great. Familiar face. E.J. Williams is still in college, and he's still kicking it in Indiana and getting some reps as well.
Good for him.
So I do think that this is a really good team, but the number one reason I love this Indiana team is – offensive line, defensive line. Cignetti knows how to win, and Cignetti establishes big-time players in the trenches. A lot of people didn't think that this team was going to be able to compete with Notre Dame up front last year. They were wrong. This team competed with Notre Dame up front on the road in a college football playoff-type environment, and I think that's the biggest advantage for Indiana. They're going to be able to wear down Illinois at the lines of scrimmage. Their defensive line is going to be able to push Altmyer back in the pocket, and their offensive line is going to be able to pave enough holes in the run game to win it. I think they win it by a touchdown. 27-20 is kind of the vibe I'm getting.
See, I think this is a field goal game. Would not be surprised either which one to win. I think it's more like 24-21. For me, in that point where it's 4.5, I think it's a field goal game. I'm going to take Illinois to cover that number. I really buy Luke Altmyer. I really buy Brett Bielema at this stage of his career. I'm I cannot wait to see the way that these coaches may be shouting at each other across the field by about midway through the third quarter.
These are two dogs at head coach.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I think Illinois has been established a little bit longer. I think this will be a little bit of an adjustment for Indiana playing to this level of talent, this level of speed, this level of physicality they haven't seen before. I like Illinois here. I think although Indiana may have the better quarterback, I think Illinois has the better overall team. Because I think right now when we've been watching some Big Ten football, I think in no particular order, the top three in this league are Ohio State, Penn State, and Oregon. Right now, I think Illinois is fourth.
Yeah, they're a good football team, man.
And I think the winner of this game, I think, would be the probably right if you were ranking the Big Ten, they'd be number four.
Number four winner.
And that's important because we think this year a fourth team in the Big Ten will probably make the college football playoff.
And so you would have the winner of this game, you would have evaluated over Michigan and Nebraska.
Yes.
I would too, for what it's worth.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I already have them. Okay. I have both these teams ahead of Michigan and Nebraska right now. Before they play.
Okay, agreed. Let's shift gears. Arizona State Baylor is another one that we're on the other side of the coin. We're against each other a lot this weekend, given, I mean, our records aren't that far apart, but considering you're leading the contest, I don't think that's a...
Tied for the lead with Quak. Don't put too much of a spotlight on me. I'm tied for the lead. Everybody focus on Quak's picks.
We got a lot of ball to play. Arizona State Baylor... For me, the only reason I picked Arizona State in this spot is desperation. I think that this is a team that still has college football playoff hopes, college football playoff intentions. I think Kenny Dillingham's one of the best coaches in the country, and I think that there's a chance that this is a rally the troops type of moment on the road. Listen, let's just be honest with ourselves. Their season's on the line this weekend. You already lost a game out in Stark Vegas. You lost a lot of that, you know, I guess, equity with the media that you built up throughout the course of last year where you won a college football playoff game and you took Texas wire to wire. Well, a lot of that's just been thrown out the window now. You lost probably the worst team in the SEC in Mississippi State.
I don't think they're the worst team in the SEC.
Who do you think is the worst team in the SEC?
Kentucky.
Do they play each other this year?
That would be stand by.
That's going to be a Daniel game
Stand by.
I want to see if they play each other this year, but I'm picking Arizona State for the desperation element. I don't know how much I believe in this football team this year, but I would like them to stay in the hunt at least one more week in relation to the college football playoff picture, the Big 12 picture. I love Sawyer Robertson, the quarterback for Baylor. I also really like Sam Levitt. I think he's a dynamic player for Arizona State. I think Arizona State has more talent. Going on the road does worry me a little bit, but back against the wall, give me Dilly Dilly and the Sun Devils to get it done.
They don't play.
Oh,
by the way,
that's unfortunate.
That would be a great Daniel and Texas cover your eyes game, but no, they do not play.
You got Baylor. Tell me why.
I think they have the better quarterback in this game. If you are new to the show, I am very high on Sawyer Robertson. For those who have listened to the show for a while, know that I'm very high on Sawyer Robertson. Levitt so far this year at Arizona State, outside of getting the ball to Tyson, he has shown some regression. He has not played the way that he played last year down the stretch to get them into the playoff in the way that he performed in the playoff. We're not seeing that level of play from him. I think this team is desperately missing Cam Scadaboo from so many different levels, not just carrying the football. I think he was the emotional fire starter, if you will, for this team last year. I mean, watching the way that he voluntarily runs into people at the NFL level now, it's very easy to see why that team rallied behind him the way that they did. I just think that he was way more of the catalyst of the entire operation last year than I gave him credit for. And I think Arizona State is playing a little bit more like not the team that we predicted to be last in the preseason last year coming into Big 12 play, but I think just to be more middle of the pack in this league.
And it's not getting any easier for Arizona State either because they got to play Texas Christian, then they got to go on the road to Utah, then they've got Texas Tech. Houston looks like they've improved with Wegman, who looks pretty good at quarterback. Then they're at Iowa State. Like, this has to be the hardest schedule in the Big 12. They play all of the teams that are anticipated to contend for this league. I don't think this is going to result in the college football playoff appearance for Kenny, but maybe they live to see one more day. Can you give me one more day? Can you just give me one more game? Give me one more game this weekend for the Pick'em contest. That's my ask of Arizona State, and I'm excited to watch this ball game out in Waco this weekend. All right, this is the one that I'm not looking forward to discuss. I'm going to let you bring it in and describe the situation here.
The University of Florida Gators
at
Miami Hurricanes, where the Miami Hurricanes are a 7.5-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand why College Game Day is here.
Neither do I.
They need to be in Bloomington. They should be in Durham. I think you could make the case for out at Utah. A lot of better places to be this weekend than down there in South Beach. I took Miami here because I think Florida is broken. I think the offense is broken. I like Baugh at running back. I actually like Florida along the lines of scrimmage when they're healthy. The defensive front is a little banged up right now.
Yep.
I think DJ Lagway looks about as disinterested as anybody's I've seen in a while. I think there is a big disconnect between he and Billy Napier and the overall structure and flow of that offense. The Florida defense is very good. But this Miami offense has swagger. This Miami team has swagger.
Are you saying it's all about the U?
I am not. I will never say that. But I also think that you'd be crazy not to, you know, use a shark analogy, not to smell blood in the water. I think Miami knows that they have an opportunity to humiliate, embarrass, and potentially end the career as the head coach of the University of Florida, Billy Napier.
Yeah.
One of their arch rivals. And what that does in state, with Florida State a couple weeks away, I just think if Miami gets the opportunity to pour it on, they're going to pour it on and run their mouths the entire way doing it. There are a lot of scenarios where DJ Lagway's put the work in this week and the interceptions are cut down from 5 to maybe 1. And they can compete in this game. Because I think when fully healthy, fully funded, and motivated, Florida is a good football team. They're a talented football team.
Yep.
But they're not locked in right now. You've got a running back coach being suspended for 3 games for starting a fight, being in the altercation with LSU players before last week's game. It just looks very messed up and not in unison, and I'm just not really sure what you do here. I like Miami big.
Yeah, I'm on an island in this one, and you know what we're going to do? We'll take a quick break here on the program, and I'll explain to you why I'm the only one in the contest dumb enough to take Florida plus the 7.5 on the other side. I'm going to bank on – this has been a consistent theme for me this week, and you know what? I'm going to brand it. This is the week of desperation. I'm picking Arizona State out of desperation. I'm picking Duke out of desperation, and I'm going to be picking Florida out of desperation as well. A lot of teams have their seasons on the line entering this week, and I'm going to hope that Florida can at least keep it within a touchdown against those Hurricanes. Quick break on the program. Final segment of hour number 2 with Faxon and John right after this.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in blown-in insulation. Blown-in insulation provides great improvements to your home's efficiency and comfort while being a great cost-effective option. We also install solar attic fans for temperature and humidity control, reducing your attic temp from 150 to 110 degrees, protecting your home. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Hurry, call Koala Insulation at 864-867-1779 today.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Petroid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV Photomax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV Photomax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Final segment of hour number two of the program. Facts and Childress, John Height, continuing live from the Chick-fil-A of Clemson right here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to check in with us. We're going to take a couple phone calls shortly. But John, I do have to briefly explain why I'm on the island with Florida plus 7.5.
you have some explaining to do.
So all 11 players in the contest, hosts, producers, etc., members of The Roar, have picked Miami to cover by more than a touchdown. I think that this is a Mike, you got us? All right, we welcome you back in. Sorry for a little bit of technical difficulties there on the program. Bear with us here live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson. But, John, as I was saying, you know, related to this Florida and Miami matchup, there is a certain amount of desperation here that I am in support of for the Florida Gators. Let's take a couple phone calls, and we'll talk more on it on the other side of the break. John, phone calls?
Yeah, absolutely. We got two here on hold. First, we're going to go to Hal in Clemson. Hal, how you doing this morning? Hal, you there? Mike, I'm going to put Hal on hold and see if we can figure out what's going on with him. We're going to head over to Chuck in Taylor's now. Chuck, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, guys. Nice to finally get back in. Ask one question, and I'll get off here and make one comment. I heard you talking about Oklahoma. I'm a Clemson fan, but I've been watching them, and I've got them really picked to go a long way this year, a lot farther than I think most people. And if y'all got time, I don't run through their schedule. I know they got Texas coming up. But how many losses do you think feasibly right now, the way teams are playing, that they might have along their schedule? And what the most shocking thing for Chuck was, is I watched the Arkansas-Ole Miss game, and I had to do a double take because I couldn't believe how much weight Bobby Petrino had put on. I was like, is that Bobby Petrino? I was like, holy moly, he's huge now. You know, but I'm not trying to poke fun at Bobby Petrino, but I couldn't believe he looked like he weighed like 250. Or, you know, but anyway, that was kind of funny. But anyway, guys, hey, I enjoy your show, and if you got time, do that. And if not, I understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate you getting in. Yeah, we'll run through that real quick. And Coach Petrino, if you're listening, I would just tell you to go to myphdweightloss.com. Let Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team get you back right to maybe how you were the first time you took the Louisville job or when you were trying to throw a coup at Auburn when you were nice and skinny. So myphdweightloss.com, Bobby Petrino, if you were looking for that. Yeah, Oklahoma undefeated right now. They are hosting Auburn tomorrow afternoon. After that, they are going to have a bye, host Kent State, the worst team in FBS football. They should get a win there.
They're bad.
On the 11th of October, they will be taking on Texas at the Cotton Bowl. Then they will have at South Carolina, hosting Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at Alabama, hosting Missouri, and hosting LSU to close.
Yeah, I really like this Oklahoma team, and I think they've definitely lived up to the expectations and preseason billing thus far. I want to see Mateer produce a little more consistently against upper echelon competition before we start having undefeated talk. Like, are they better than Auburn? Yes. Are they better than Kent State? Yes. Are they better than Texas? I'm not sure. Are they better than South Carolina? I feel confident saying yes. Ole Miss and Tennessee, I would like those two teams. I would like Oklahoma over those two teams. Let me tell you what the concerning part of this slate is. At Alabama, Missouri, LSU is about the most difficult way you can close and conclude a season. And that's where I fear Oklahoma could get into some trouble are those last three games. I'm not sure I love that matchup going on the road to Bama. And you're on the road at Tennessee by week in between and then on the road at Bama. That's a pretty daunting schedule. Like, we talk about some of these SEC teams like Texas who seem to get scheduling breaks within league play. Oklahoma got zero scheduling breaks within league play this year in Norman. So I think Oklahoma is a college football playoff caliber football team and roster. They do have a very difficult schedule, and I guess I'm more just intrigued to see how everything plays out. I got to see Mateer do it against some great defenses.
We certainly do, but I like Oklahoma this weekend. I think based on what you're seeing out of the Texas Longhorns right now, you have to be leaning Oklahoma,
yeah.
Although the Texas defense has been very good. So to me, the question is, what do they do on the road? At South Carolina, at Tennessee, at Alabama.
That's where you're going
to
find out the identity.
If you go 2-1 down that stretch, you can afford to drop the LSU game, or Missouri, or pick one. Because I think a 10-2 Oklahoma team is very easily in the college football playoff, maybe even in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think 10-2 is very much in play. We've got a Hal back on the phone lines now. We're going to go to Hal in Clemson right now. Hal, how you doing this morning? Hal, you there? Uh, I think we had some issue there with Hal, but yeah. We'll try to get Hal. If you can get a better connection, give us a call back, 654-ROAR, if you'd like to get in. If you have any questions on any of these games, and really any game across the country. Now, I want to take a moment. Let's step away from the pick'em for a second, because that occurred to me wrong, but we have hit every game that is not Clemson, or
yes.
The two in-state games. We got to hit those.
We got to hit the two in-state
All
games,
right.
Yes.
What games outside of the pick'em contest have your eyes this weekend? What are you paying attention to outside of the contest? Because there is some interesting football that is going to be going on this weekend that are outside of the 10 games we're going to talk about. I want to save the in-state schools for a little bit.
A team I was high on in the preseason, and Kwok and I, again, got laughed at for picking them to go to the playoff. I don't know if it ends up coming to fruition. I've really loved what I've seen from Southern California thus far this season, and Lincoln Riley's got a really good team, and Lincoln Riley's got a really good defense, and I think that the narrative is that, you know, Lincoln's teams can't play defense. Well, they've got DeAnton Lynn now as a defensive coordinator.
Right.
I think they have more talent on defense than they do offense this year at Southern Cal. They've got a 3-0 Michigan State team, and Aiden Childs and Jonathan Smith coming to town. I'm going to have my eye on that matchup just because it's a late-night kick, so I know I'm going to be able to watch it because there's not going to be a ton else on the television. And I really like watching Lincoln Riley coach football teams. I know that a lot of people don't like him for whatever reason and kind of give him a lot of flack, but I think he's a brilliant offensive mind, and I really enjoy watching his teams play.
A game at noon that I don't understand why you schedule this. I don't understand why you do this. Arkansas at Memphis at noon. Why Arkansas? Your schedule's already difficult.
I have no idea.
You already have so many headaches you have to deal with. Why would you willingly go to Memphis? Not even just go on the trip, but then go play this football team.
I don't
who
know.
Who are going to be so incredibly fired up and inspired to host you. I think that was a bonehead choice, Arkansas, to try to figure out the non-con. Would not be trying to go up there and deal with that game. It's going to be very entertaining because Memphis is going to, I think, provide a lot of intrigue. Before we get into some of these other games that I like, though, I want to go back to the phone lines. Because if we're talking games outside of the pick'em, we have to talk the most disgusting games that we have on the slate this weekend. And Daniel in Texas is here to give us our Cover Our Eyes games of the weekend. Daniel, how you doing this morning?
Good, John. How about yourself?
Doing well. Appreciate you getting in.
Of course. We're going to start tonight. There's only two games this week. There's a lot of intriguing football, like you were saying. But tonight's game is going to be Tulsa traveling to Stillwater to take on the Pokes of Oklahoma State.
I think Tulsa wins this thing outright, and we may be coming in here Monday morning talking about the interim head coach at Oklahoma State. I'm glad you brought that game up.
I 100% agree. And then this one's got another head coaching vacancy, I kind of think. It's Wofford at Shane Beamer's Virginia Tech coaching.
That's going to be a horrible game. But you know what's not cover your eyes about that game this week? Virginia Tech's uniforms. They're pulling out the red, white, and blue helmets, and it's like you're doing that against Wofford. That's probably the only win on your schedule this year.
Got to do something.
Got to do something.
I don't know if they beat Wofford. We'll see.
I don't know if they do either.
But that's your cover your eyes game. Clemson wins this weekend 31-17 and gets on the right track. Go Tigers.
I like it. Thank you, Daniel. Thanks for getting in. As always, 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in and join the program. And John, I will say one thing, just kind of wrapping back to a game you mentioned. I think Taitlin Green's the best quarterback in America. Like, if you're talking individual player, individual talent level, I don't know how good he's going to be in the NFL, if at all. As far as college football goes, maybe it's an aesthetic bias for me. He is an electric watch, man.
He's fun.
He's so good.
They can't do anything. The other 21 pieces on that starting 22 are not great. But Taylen Green, I don't know if he's the best quarterback in the country right now. He's the most fun football player to watch, in my opinion, though.
It's
one of the main reasons I want to watch this game. I want to see his because he and Bobby Petrino, as much as we may not like that offensive coordinator, they are in lockstep. They are in unison. They are seeing the field the same way. I don't know about pulling off the win here. I think Memphis may have something for him. We got a very interesting question here on the Adams Co-Roofing text line. 654-ROAR if you'd like to get in.
Is this 2106?
No.
Okay.
It's 5955. Can North Carolina beat Central Florida?
Yes, they can.
Do you think so?
They can. I think it's going to be a competitive football game, but I think they can beat them. I'm not sure if I'm predicting them to beat them, but I do think there's some point in time where Bill Belichick's coaching acumen has to shine through. I know we'd like to throw the funeral already at 2-1 and say that their season's over. I don't think they're going to be able to notch any quality wins against upper echelon competition, but against a team that's from the Big 12 that probably has a similar level of talent I don't know. I just think there's a point where the pendulum might swing on North Carolina. I wouldn't count them out yet. I wouldn't count Bill Belichick out yet. We're only three games into this thing, and I know it was a terrible opener on national television. We threw the funeral for the
sure.
folks in Chapel Hill. But I also think there's some element where their next game on their schedule is Clemson, and you got to find a way to get one against a decent level of competition, right? And then after that, you're at California. You got Stanford as well. You got at Syracuse. There could be some wins here. So I can say that they're capable of winning the game.
It's going to be ugly. I think for those who are in Durham, getting ready to walk into Wallace Wade Outdoor Stadium with the Wolfpack and the Blue Devils are going to have a hilarious last 30 minutes of their tailgate while they watch North Carolina kick off against Central Florida before they kick off a half hour later.
2106 gets in with the question. I want to take this at the top of the hour. Then we're going to come back in. We're going to talk South Carolina, Missouri. We're going to talk Clemson and Syracuse. Texter says, hate to skip a weekend ahead, but I need some advice. Me and two buddies are going to the Penn State-Oregon wideout game next weekend. Do I join the wideout or bucket and wear the neon green Oregon?
Ooh.
For reference, I'm a Carolina grad fan and going with two Clemson fans. First college football game that isn't a Carolina game. I think you go – I don't think this is a moment you go contrarian. I think you participate in the tradition, and I think you go wide out.
I think you do as well. I have never been to Happy Valley, have not been around. I would assume you would have a much more inviting time. I can only speak to really tailgating at Clemson. I have invited a lot of opposing fans into my tailgate over the years. I don't know how hospitable the folks are there in central Pennsylvania. So for that and that alone, I'd participate in the wideout because I hear it's one of the coolest things in sports. And Texter, please get in with us.
Yes.
After I need you to
I
call
want pictures,
in.
Bro.
We want pictures. We want accounts of what this trip was like because that game is going to be incredible.
I was
jealous of the experience.
One of my best friends transferred from Clemson to Penn State, and she said that the whiteout is unlike any environment she's ever seen in a college football game, even with how elite Clemson's environment is. And listen, I'm taking the Tigers 10 times out of 10 over anybody in the country. Y'all know that. But that whiteout, man, at Penn State, holy moly, is that electric. That is just a different type of gravy for sure. All right, final hour of the program live from the Chick-fil-A and Clemson on the other side. We're talking all sorts of ball with Fax and
Ajax. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.